A Midday with Howie Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
This is Mind Your Business on Money FM 89.3, where we look at the SME sector in Singapore. It powers half our economy and employs 70% of our people. Now, how can banks embrace artificial intelligence for better banking and investment services? Aspire Systems is a Singapore-based technology company. It's launching a new technology framework with AI that can help assist in easier and smarter investments. These technologies will also be mandatory for wealth management firms soon. Son Seng Hui is the Client Services Director at Aspire Systems. He joins us for a chat. Seng Hui, thanks so much for coming today.
Good morning to you, Howie.
So tell us more about what Aspire Systems does.
Aspire Systems is a global end-to-end technology services firm for independent service vendors and Fortune 1000 enterprises. We work with over 100 companies worldwide, which includes leading banks and fintechs in Singapore. Our core philosophy of attention, always, communicates our belief in individualized care and attention for our customers, employees, and the society. Apart from Southeast Asia, Aspire Systems has an extensive presence across the US, Mexico, UK, Poland, Benelux, Middle East, and India.
So how's the space changed, though, since Aspire's inception? I imagine you guys came together in the 90s, right? That's kind of a long time ago. How have you kept up?
Aspire's inception in the 90s started with outsourcing product development, where we were one of the few players in the market back then. As the digital transformation wave caught on, our services expanded and catered to strategic IT services right from agile engineering services like product engineering, quality engineering, DevOps, and converged infrastructure services to other digital disruptions in artificial intelligence, robotic process automation, digital banking, HR automated employee performance and engagement, and so on. Also, 3 years back, due to the ever-growing demand for technology in the banking space, we launched our banking and financial services business vertical that only focuses on digital transformation for banks. We, as a company, constantly evolve to meet the IT demands for our customers.
And so now you're venturing into AI, using it in this new framework. Tell us how it's going to work. It's supposed to help with better banking and investment services, right? Making smarter choices, so to speak.
The only way for banks to survive today is by individualizing and personalizing their services. Aspire Systems' artificial intelligence framework to four banks aims at building machine learning-based predictive models for specific banking customers. An outcome. A few outcomes can include identification and prediction of various customer segments by deeper profiling and understanding of customers can provide personalized recommendation for upselling and cross-selling opportunities. We are taking this one step further, where the framework can allow banks to predict customer sentiment and reduce customer churn. For example, a bank may be able to predict customers who are unhappy with their services and can step up to tailor-made investment services. Overall, this new framework helps banks create a data-driven culture by establishing a hub based on customer intelligence. Loyalty, obviously, will be at its peak when banks decide to opt for this new framework.
Oh, it's very intuitive. Was there a gap in the market that this framework is trying to fill? Are there other people doing this as well?
There are many artificial intelligence products in the banking industry. This framework is not a product, but an underlying technology structure for banks and fintech to follow in order to make good use of their customers' data. This framework is customizable based on different technology landscape that exists at the banks and fintech today. The framework first starts by asking the right questions to ensure data correctness, consistency, and completeness.
No point getting data that you don't need, right? There's so much of it out there.
Okay. But with these gaps, we'll try to address and protect the integrity of the data through strong data quality by firstly bringing together all the data from different sources. That's different from the system of records. Secondly, applying data rules and master data management techniques to enrich the customer's data. Third, builds automated machine learning models to run the customer data. Finally, Data in the customer hub will be constantly monitored for correctness, consistency, and completeness.
So, Seng Hui, I understand that these technologies will become mandatory for wealth management firms as well. How is Aspire Systems gearing up for this?
At Aspire, we are ramping up our digital services so that the new technology are constantly added to our service portfolio. In fact, we recently set up our new Center of Excellence for Artificial Intelligence and Analytics for the banking industry. Also, something that I would like to mention is our partnership with Temenos, ServiceNow, Automation Anywhere, and Synergita. We have managed to adopt new technologies and use partnerships as a platform to digitally transform business seamlessly.
How are you then able to continue your focus on attention always at Aspire Systems? You know, as things get bigger, it's harder to sort of keep track of everything, right, Seng Hui?
Both to our potential client, customers, and our employee, I think we would drive home the message of our philosophy, attention, always. From a customer perspective, the customer is central to what we do. We will deliver on what we promise and get it right for them given our strong technical capabilities coupled with differentiated attention. Our objective as an organization is to build a great place for Singapore to love work and believe in growing their careers, driven by our philosophy, attention, always.
So 2018, we heard a lot about disruption, Industry 4.0, Smart Nation here in Singapore. What was it like for Aspire Systems 2018?
2018 was an exciting year for Aspire Systems in terms of expanding our geographical presence and our portfolio of services through vendor partnerships. One highlight was Aspire Systems winning the Temenos Regional Partner of the Year for the Asia-Pacific region for putting digital at the heart of banking operations.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you very much. We have also expanded our presence in Mexico, Dubai, and Poland this year. We have got banks joining us this year in Singapore, as well as Southeast Asia. Most importantly, we are able to deliver promising results to our customers and cemented key relationships.
If the expansion was so extensive in 2018, what's next for 2019 then? What are the hopes for Aspire Systems this year?
With Aspire Systems' new artificial intelligence framework, we hope to onboard and serve leading fintech brands and banks in Singapore and most parts of Southeast Asia. Since artificial intelligence is gaining specular momentum in the banking industry, we hope to help banks with artificial intelligence services this year.
What do you think was noteworthy, though, in 2018 when it came to the business environment and landscape?
A number of changes have happened to business landscape. The brave new world of open banking has kick-started a financial services revolution. Fintech have evolved as a result of this outcome. Singapore has truly become a hub for great fintechs. These fintech have ushered in new business model to fundamentally transform the way banks engage with their customers with the help of new kinds of products and delivery channels. Apart from this, a number of digital disruptions like artificial intelligence, machine learning have seen a fair degree of maturity in the Singapore market. It will be interesting to watch how robotic process automation and artificial intelligence can transform operational intelligence in the near future.
What about for you, Seng Hui? You are Client Services Director at Aspire Systems. In 2018, what did you see most of?
In 2018, it helped me understand where banking industry is inclining towards in terms of technology. I look forward to closely working with banks in 2019 with our existing clients using our artificial intelligence expertise and framework.
What about on a personal level? Did you feel as though 2018 was very disruptive, very ups and downs?
It was the beginning of change, and I believe this change is here to stay.
I want to thank So Seng Hui, who is Client Services Director at Aspire Systems. You can check them out at aspiresys.com. That is aspiresys.com. Seng Hui, thanks so much for coming today.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.